Suppose you see a Muslim man with a girl. What should you assume? If you assume that they are on a date, then you have already shattered their reputation in your eyes and passed judgment on them without proof. And if you tell others about your suspicion, you have committed a major sin because you have accused someone of something that may be untrue. Another example, suppose you see a person stand up in the masjid and donate thousands of dollars for a good cause. What should you think of him? If you assume he is showing off, you have shattered his reputation in your eyes and passed judgment on him without proof. If your suspicion is false, we will have to account for it on the day of judgment before Allah. And even if it is true, Allah will hold us against it if we reveal it when he was hiding it. Husn al-dhan means to think positively and well of others, and su al-dhan means to be suspicious of others and to always think negatively of them. Islam teaches us always to give people benefit of the doubt. This means if a fellow Muslim says or does something and it can be interpreted positive or negative, we should always assume it to be positive and good. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Make an excuse for your fellow brother, and even if you do not have an excuse, then seek out an excuse for him." Sometimes we hate people or stop talking to them because of something they did or said. Without consulting the person, you have assumed bad of them, but in fact, it is only a suspicion without no proof, so we just jump to that conclusion. In the Quran, Allah says, "O you who have believed, avoid much negative suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins." We only usually suspect and blame others because we only judge them by their actions while we are not aware of their intentions. Why don't we blame ourselves? Is it because we know our intentions and we are always justifying our actions to ourselves? There was a farmer who owned a guard dog. He had trained the dog from its first day and looked after it very well. Many times the farmer and his wife used to work together in a farm near their house. On such days, they would leave their young son at home with the dog. One day, when the farmer and his wife were returning to their home, they saw the dog in the barn. They saw that the dog's mouth was stained with blood. The farmer suspected that the dog had hurt his son, so he started to hit the dog with his spade. He hit the dog so much that it was badly hurt. When the farmer's wife ran into the house, she saw that their son was alive and that there was a dead snake nearby. When the farmer came in and saw the dead snake, he realized his mistake. The dog had actually saved his son's life. That blood on the dog's mouth was that of the snake, but now it was too late to do anything for the faithful dog. The farmer made the mistake of suspecting the dog. This teaches us how easily we can be so unjust and cruel to others when we assume things and suspect others with no proof. However, it is a different matter if a person always sins in public without any care for Allah's commandments. Besides thinking well of people, we should always think well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear of a natural disaster and calamity, we should not rush to ask, "Why did Allah do this or allow this?" There may be a good reason or wisdom behind it that will only become apparent many years later. Similarly, we should not always suspect that Allah is only waiting to punish us. Instead, we should do our best to keep away from haram, and we should have a positive opinion that Allah will protect us and save us from the hellfire.